Came with a Christian apology. Oh, I'm sorry.
No problems.
Sorry.
It's because of the respect towards the opposite gender, we don't shake hands.
I completely
like
understand.
Mother Mary was modest.
Okay.
Muslim woman follows Mother Mary 200%.
I completely understand. So I'll ask you just a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. Where are you from? What was your name first?
Shazia.
Shazia?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from, Shazia?
I'm originally from Pakistan.
Okay. Do you live here in North Texas?
Yeah, I've been in U.S. for almost 25 years.
25 years.
Yep.
You obviously are dressed in Muslim attire here. What?
Actually, Muslim, and we follow Mother Mary because she's always dressed up modestly. So we follow Mary the way she was dressed up. You will never see her revealing herself, and she was very modest, and this is who we follow.
What is your purpose for being here today?
To share our love, to show that we are one unity, we are one community, we all are proud American citizens. This is our country, and we love everybody, no matter, religion does not matter, because God created us. We all are His creation. So if we love the Lord, we love His creation. It does not matter who you are, what color, race, or religion.
Now, are you ready for a really hard question here?
I can try.
If this is about community, I've seen some placards here.
You see what?
I've seen some placards here that said unity and the like. I think they're gone right now. Why are you on this side of this street here and not over there?
I would love to. If you can walk me over there.
I'll walk you over.
Okay.
Okay. After I get in talking to you.
I would love to go with you. I don't mind. Okay. I would go and share that we all are American citizens.
Part of being a community is you don't want to provoke people as well. You don't want to make them uncomfortable.
Let me ask you something real quick.
I'm your husband, by the way.
Okay. Nice to meet you. I won't shake your hand either.
No, you can't.
You can shake his hand.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Sir, would you like some water?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
You were saying that it's not proper to provoke people, okay? Why do you think these people across the street are here other than provocation?
I think, like in every race, religion, there's a few bad apples. We have them. Everybody's got them. And one doesn't represent all. So it's lack of that understanding, I believe. And we have that as well. Everybody does. No, not everybody knows everything, right? So when tensions are high, the last thing you want to do is make someone uncomfortable. I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. We're not chanting. We don't have hateful slogans. We don't have anything like that, because our message is of peace and love. It truly is.
And this is what our religion teaches us, peace and love. But if you want, we can walk over there and just say we are as Americans as they are. It's no problem. Another thing, if anybody has a question, they want to learn the understanding of Islam, they can call. It's a 24-hour hotline to answer questions on Islam, to learn the true teachings of Islam. And anybody can call.
I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk to me. May I have your permission to put this on the Christian Apologetics Project website?
Sure.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
One more thing. I'll appreciate if you want to take me over there. I'll wait for you.
I'll take you over there in a second.
Okay.
But then you're on your own, because I got to talk to other people.
Yeah. No problem. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
God bless.